Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to me. I can proudly say I am one of the greatest mothers of all time, and I am proud of that. And I can proudly say that my own mother certainly was in that lineup. Otherwise, I wouldn't be. And to all the mothers and everything, we represent that unconditional love. Happy Mother's Day. So this is probably, I want to say, one of the most important shows I have done in years. So for those of you that are joining me live, yippee. I've got some incredibly new information to share with you, life-changing, really dramatically helping us to understand what the heck is going on. So if you want to talk to the channel today, please press 1 now so that we can get you in the lineup. But just know that this information is coming in because of many things that have been going down personally for me and, of course, across the world and really even past the universe. So I'm going to get right to it, and then we'll go into the announcements. Going to go kind of backwards today. Okay, the channel, and this really is a precursor to our webinar on Wednesday night. Guys, you want to be on this webinar. I can't say it more strongly than that. You want to be on this webinar and get clarity around what is going on in this world, because you are a part of what's creating it. Okay, what's going on right now? Our timelines and dimensions are crossing each other and integrating. You know those old science fiction movies where you existed at another time and another place while you were existing here? Well, it ain't science fiction. It's true. And the timelines and those dimensions, and you see, we've been directing integration for years, and now we're starting to understand what we've really been doing so that we can bring it full circle now. There is a belief, however, in the choice of separation. We want to keep believing, we are keeping believing, that we get to choose separation. And that is keeping these timelines and dimensions from integrating easily. The more separation, the harder it is for them to integrate. But the channel wants you to know, make no mistake, they're going to integrate, guys. They are integrating. And if we want them to integrate easily and effortlessly, we've got to let go of the idea of separation, because that's an oxymoron. Separation and integration can't happen at the same time. Just by the very definitions of the words. And what happens is we default to the sense memory of fight or flight. Let me read that again. We default to the sense memory of fight or flight, which means we allow ourselves subconsciously to choose drama and reaction. And when we do that, we do not choose integration. We remain in separation. What that does is that creates chaos in the energy as the dimensions try to integrate. Because, again, if you look at us being divided within us, there's a part of us going, we all want to be one. We all want to be whole. We want everything to integrate. We want to work together. While we're raising our middle finger at the Russians or anybody else in your life that you think is against you, any energy that's against you, including your mom, your dad, and all the people that hurt you when you were little. You see, let go of those stories, which is part of the big basis of our work here. Integration is going to have to fight harder, which creates chaos and fear. So I know there's many of you out there that's, well, Dee, how do I do that? Well, I'm saying to you, how do you do anything? Let's go over the principles. The first principle is everything energy. Everything. Energy needs direction. Energy will take on direction whether it's conscious or unconscious. If you are not thinking consciously, you are allowing your energy to be directed by someone or something else. If you are thinking negatively, you are allowing your energy to be directed toward what you don't want. Again, I want to remind you, thoughts are cellular expressions. You've heard this from the time you've been involved in spirituality, that what you think is what you create, but you really have not understood the enormity of that idea and rule and principle. That if you are thinking any kind of thoughts that go against what you say you want, that is the form of self-sabotage in your own creation for yourself and for the world. The new rule is, I create the world with the thoughts I think. That has got to be your most important rule to live by. I create the world with the thoughts I think. And the world starts with your own personal world, as you know. So I'm going to give you a statement. And I want all of you, I'll see if I can get this information to Joni so she can actually put it on the e-blast tomorrow so that you can have it in writing. But we're all going to stop what we're doing right now, and we're going to claim this, which means we're going to direct this, which means we're going to tell the energy, do this now. For and in the ionosphere and beyond, I claim and direct that I allow the peaceful integration of all timelines and dimensions into the harmonious co-creation of power through divine love for all energy on this planet. And so it is. Now know that you've done it, so it's done. doubt it. Don't worry about it. Accept it and create your heart line straight, strong, and through the ID point around it so that you can feel your knowing. Every thought, every feeling you have this week, I want you to clock. If it's not positive, you turn it around to a positive and you go, I am turning this thought around to a positive so that all dimensions and timelines can integrate peacefully so I can get the divine love in this lifetime, the money, the health, the relationship that I so desire. And so it is. Be conscious. You have got to live consciously, guys. Okay? Separation, chaos cannot live together. I mean, separation and integration cannot live together. It's the separation and the holding on to the separation that keeps creating the chaos in your life. The gentleman that's helping me at this show, we were talking about essential tremors, and I said, well, I'm going to stop right now and ask if we have, what is it that we have in common that might be helping to create these essential tremors? And it was, you do not have faith in God and the universe to come through for you. That's separation. So I'm asking you to give yourself permission to trust the universe again. Okay. I want to invite you all to check out the wonderful workshop that I'm going to be hopefully doing in Canada with Sandra Pelley in July. It's going to be the first one of many of the little child experiences, and you will also learn exactly how to do this work. So go to the store at IND Wallace, go to the bottom and workshops, click on that and you'll find it in there. I want to thank so many of you for your feedback about the little child experience. I knew it was great. I know it's the truth, but I love hearing back from you about how it's waking you up and changing your life. Anyone who's interested in this amazing program, it's on the homepage of imdwallace.com. And guys, again, and this is coming from the channel. I wanted to say as well as me, but they said, but you are the channel. It's all one. There's no separation. See, I am urging you to be on this webinar. Russia, North Korea, and freedom. What the hell is going on? They gave me about 45 minutes of information about it already yesterday. You're going to feel a lot better after this webinar. So I don't want you to put your head in the sand. Our job, our work is based on being aware, being conscious, and directing the energy toward what we want. Be a part of the solution, not a part of the fear that is creating the problem and separation. Okay, the last thing the channel said is they are urging all of you to get involved. Get involved, call, write, communicate, participate any way you can with your senators and representatives to be a clear voice around how you are feeling and what you want. If this nation is going to be of the people, for the people, and by the people have got to be involved. Now, they want to hurry and say also, be involved through integration as your intention, not separation and blame and judging. That's not going to get us integrated. Okay, can I go to the calls now? Yes, I can. It's a little funky where I'm at, so if we have any kind of problems, just hang on. We'll get to you. And we're going to Kate in New York. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I'm okay. I really, really have a new job, and I'm grateful for it, but I don't feel like the right job for me, and I need way more money. So...
Okay, so let me just show you what you did in that one sentence, Katie. Okay?
Okay.
And you know we do this with love. So I have a new job, and I'm thankful for it, but... And what does but do? But discounts everything you just said.
Uh-huh.
So I have a new job, and I'm thankful for it, but it's not enough, so I'm not really thankful for it, and what I'm focused on is the lack that I'm feeling. That's what you just said to me. Now,
okay.
Are you in agreement with that? Pretty much sums up what you just said, or do you not agree with that?
I mean, I guess it's just not enough money for me to do all the things I want to do. So I just feel like I need more money.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with I'm thankful for the job. But you combine the two.
Uh-huh.
And when you combine
uh-huh.
the two like that, you cancel out the good stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So what you want is, I have this job. Thank God I have this job. I'm thankful for this job. And I want more money.
Mm-hmm.
I am creating more money, whether it's within this job or another job that I create. Now.
Okay.
There are blocks to making a lot of money. So let's go back to your little child.
Uh-huh.
What messages were you given or modeled?
Oh, that makes sense. Well, not enough, you know, not worthy, different things like that.
Okay. So, you see, you've got to handle those things if you want more money, because right now what you're saying to the universe is, I want more money, and I still believe from my little girl that there's never enough and I'm not worthy and I shouldn't have it. And the universe is going, well, good grief, woman, I don't know what to give you then. So
no, I'm not saying I believe that. I'm not saying
your little
girl
believes it. Your little
okay.
girl believes it. Your little girl is saying to you, yeah, but Kate, remember, this is what we were taught. This is how I've always defined myself. I've always defined myself as not worthy to have enough money. Not
mm-hmm.
able to have enough money.
Uh-huh.
So you got to work with your little girl. That's why I created this program, the Little Child Experience. Guys, if you're fighting yourself, it's usually your little girl, sometimes your teenager, usually your little child. So you got to go in and do some work and let her know that that's not your truth anymore. That you and she are going to accept that you can have all the money you want and that money's great. And, you know, when you close your eyes, you can just see money falling down on you. And move into the feeling of money. What does that feel like, Katie? What does it feel like? And by the way, the channel is saying you haven't even given them a number about how much money you want. Is that
oh.
true?
No, I mean, I like $100,000 and up.
A year.
Yeah, I actually had a dream, and they showed me a salary, and they showed it to me after, well, they showed me like a weekly pay, and they showed me after taxes as well. I had a dream about a salary for some reason.
Well, you had a dream about it because you're trying to tell yourself how to work it out.
Okay.
So let me tell you what the core belief is that your little girl has about that.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, they're taking me to core belief 22 on the sheets that we work with. So that comes with mm-hmm. the Balance Podcast at imdwallace.com. I'll never be good enough, so I give up. I'll just never be good enough. And that's, by the way, what your mom and your dad, your mom mostly, they're saying, modeled to you.
Yep.
Okay.
Totally agree.
So you're having this dream going, come on, Katie, this is what I want. This is what you want. So that you can get all of your subconscious, basically your little girl, on board and going, look, you're not running the show anymore. Come on and integrate with me and let's get this money that I want.
All right. I'm going to definitely go on your, you have a program or a site or something. I have to go on it because I don't know what to do. I've tried so many things.
I just told you what to do, Katie, so quit saying you don't know what to do. What to do is to get yourself integrated and feeling good about money, your little girl included. And yes, if you guys aren't going on the website where there's a lot of valuable stuff, even free stuff to listen to, you're not doing half the work you need to do, whether it's my website or somebody else that you know is speaking the truth. If you keep ordering blank CDs hoping your life is going to change, good luck.
Okay, well, I guess I got to figure out how to integrate it because I don't know how. You said how to feel good about that. I don't know how.
Okay, you go in and you talk to your little girl and you tell her, we're going to feel good about money now. And when did we feel good about money? Let me get an experience. Let me start seeing money flow. We're going to open ourselves to knowing that we do this, we can do this, and we are worthy to do this. Start working with her, and that'll start opening things up, Katie. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That's where you can start right now.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to fight, too. Thank you.
I think that'd be an excellent idea for you. Thank you, darling. By the way, you know, I was sitting in the airport. This wonderful woman with this bright light came up to me and said, oh, Miss Wallace, I saw you over here. I don't want to disturb you, but I have to tell you, I follow your show. It's kind of my church every Sunday morning, and you have changed my life. You have just given me my light back. And I just sat there with her light for a minute going, Dee, really receive this. Your work is making a difference out there in this world. And I stopped and had a moment of gratitude for the channel and for God and for this wonderful woman who gave me that gift in the airport. So if you're listening today, thank you. I got it. And let's go to Eileen in New York. Hi, sweetheart. Sharon.
Hi, Dee. It's, what I'm going through really is part and parcel of what you've been talking about. I mean, I really feel like I've hit a personal, bottom, whether it's health, whether it's money, And I know I have to shift things, and I'd like the channel to tell me what's going on.
Okay, well, who do you have to shift, first of all?
I have to shift me.
You bet. Who else is going to do it for you? You shift you, the world has to shift around you. That's a principle. So, yes, they're going to give you a core belief that's kind of at the basis. Now, obviously, I can't give you as much as I could give you in a private session, but they want to give you the one core belief that is kind of the spoke of the wheel around all your issues here. Okay. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. In other words, the more I love myself, the more I love the universe, let the universe love me, the more I accept love in the form of health and money and all that, I have to feel worse.
Wow.
It's very, very dominant from a lot of our teachings, because what we're doing, you see, it's exactly what they were talking about at the beginning of the show. We are fighting our own integration. So we have studied these spiritual principles and we've come so far and we go, okay, I know that I've got to say what I want. I've got to feel good about it. I've got to know I'm worthy. I've got to hold my focus on it. But if we come from places that say, you know, you shouldn't have more than what you just need, you know, if you're not working real hard for what you want, you don't deserve it, and God isn't going to love you, all the that makes us depressed the more we move into our freedom. Do you understand?
Well, that's like...
Yes.
I feel like I'm in a boxing ring with myself.
All of us are. And all we have to do is... So right now, stand in that boxing ring and see yourself getting ready to fight yourself. I'm serious. Let's just do this visualization. So I don't know about you, but I've got some pretty cute shorts on. And we're in this boxing ring, and it's me against me. And I want you, your conscious self that's listening now, to just back and drop your arms. Just drop your arms and let the other you fade away. Because when you stop fighting you, there's not a part of you to fight. So are you ready, willing, and able right now to allow all of you to not only create your goodness, but to love every single bit of the goodness you create?
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to your mom, because you're going to hear your mom arguing with you about this. What would your mom argue about, Eileen? What would she be saying right now if you said, look, Mom, I'm going to get all this money and my body's going to feel great and I'm in great relationships. I've got everything I want. What would your mom say?
Well, I mean, right now she's on the other side, so she'd be saying, go for it.
Yeah, I didn't ask you that, though. What would your mom from your little girl and your life be saying?
Oh, you don't need all that.
Exactly. Thank you, Mom. But you know, now that you're on the other side, you know that's not true. And it doesn't have anything to do with what I need. I want this. I want this freedom. I want to get up every morning and go, wow, look at all the freedom and joy I'm living in that I can take out and share with this world. You know why I love making money? Because I get to share it with my kid. I get to, you know, the more money I make and I get to, you know, help my friend, somebody in my family needed help. And, you know, the greatest gift I got from that embezzlement of my money, which has still not been returned to my bank account, the greatest gift I got was, oh, my God, I have enough. I'm telling you, it put me into a whole state of freedom. I have enough. And I have enough whether I get that money back or not. Do I want to get that money back? Sure. But if I get all involved in, oh, it's not fair, and that mother something person that did it, and why am I a victim? See, I just make my own hell. None of that's going to help me create, get my money back. Holding my balance and staying in my knowing, that'll help create, get my money back. Do you understand? You do not want to go into that automatic fight or flight reaction. And when all this information was coming in, they showed me my dog, who's a perfect dog until she goes for a walk and sees another dog or a squirrel. And the sense memory of who she is and what she's made of and leaping and lunging toward that squirrel all the way up the tree is so great in her that she cannot do what she wants to do, which is make me happy and walk like a nice doggy. And that's what we're doing. See, we're doing that against ourselves. Okay, Eileen?
Yes.
Okay, so you got it. The more I create for me, the happier I am. The more I create for me, the freer I am. Whatever the opposite positive of depression is. I get healthier, I get happier, I make more money, and I have lots of cool relationships. The more I love myself and give me what I want. All right. That's it.
Thank you.
Do it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Could I see, I hear in your voice, let me mirror back to you what you just said. All right. Okay. Thank you. Does that, if you had been coaching me, do you think that sounds like I got it?
No.
Okay. So right there, you sabotaged yourself, Eileen.
Yeah.
That's what you keep doing.
Okay.
Stop
I got
it.
It.
Good.
I got it.
Good. Thank you. Goodbye. I love you guys. You know I love you guys so much. Phyllis, what the hell up with you, woman?
Hey, Jane. How are you? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was calling in because I was almost like I got the answer, and then, of course, everything you're saying is, you know, right on to me. But I wanted to share, I went up to Santa Fe and just camped up here in the mountains for about a week, and I was like, oh, my God, I want to move back here. I started looking at places to live, but what I'm getting from what is that?
No, it's just you're really breaking up. So, but
okay.
Get on something else or pick up the receiver or something, but I've already got information. You know, they're saying, Phyllis, you just keep changing your mind. And if you just keep changing your mind, I want this. No, maybe I want that. Well, maybe I want this. Well, maybe I want that. And it makes it very difficult for them to finalize giving you what you want. Because you keep doubting that where you are is where you're supposed to be, and what you've created is what you want. Again,
right.
Not integrated. So before you move ever again in any way, they want you to integrate yourself around all of me knows what I want. And I can get it all wherever I am. Did you get that?
Okay.
All of me wants what I want, is integrated into the whole of what I want, get it anywhere I am. Because, guys, wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. So if you're not integrated within yourself, you're going to keep creating chaos. And then as a nation, we keep creating chaos. And as a planet, they're going way beyond universe, you know, into the definition of the planet within the universe. I want you to look at wherever you are disagreeing with you. And that you can find easily by going, where am I doubting? Where am I saying I want this? Oh, but I doubt. Oh, but. It ain't going to work. I want a healthy body, but I don't know how to do it. Doesn't work. I want a healthy body. And every part of me is going to integrate in knowing that, which means the part of me that knows I can do it, that I do it. And then I'm telling you again, I want all of you, because ask and you receive. God, Christ, Holy Spirit energy, all higher energy beings, I am asking you, come in and be my partner in the integration of me and the integration of power through divine love in this world. One voice, one energy, one force, working together. It's unstoppable. You can feel it. I know you can feel it. Now, there's one more thing, Phyllis, they want you to have. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, please.
A movie? Song of the South.
Okay. And gave me immediately, zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming my way. Zippity-doo-da. Okay, you had a little SAG entertainment there. But you got it, guys. Is that the integration? Is that the direction you're waking up with every morning? What a wonderful day. Everything is coming my way. Everything is coming my way. Because I created that way. I deserve it. And I allow it. And I celebrate it. Everything. And if you think that you're too down to do that, that's a way you are self-sabotaging yourself so you can stay stuck. Just try it, guys. Trust me. Trust the channel, whom I must say, my channel has gone into an even more expanded, amazing place. These private sessions that I'm doing, I just beyond anything I could ever imagine. And everybody's in agreement. By the time we get finished with a half an hour, it's like, oh my God. So you got it, Phyllis? That's everything.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you, Dee.
Okay. I love you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right, Gabby, you're up.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am blessed with shaking off the energy from the Scorpio moon because it kicked my butt.
Yeah, things have been challenging, but just know that it's mostly due to these timelines and dimensions that are trying to integrate and are fighting that integration.
I believe so, because I'm a nanny right now, and just when I'm with the baby, like, he keeps like clinging to me more, and it's like I feel like our time together is like ending. And, like, my life is really about to do a 180. I've been feeling like this since the moon started.
Okay, so be clear then about how you want the redirection of that energy to be if it's ending.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
My restaurant is to be in a higher vibrational romantic relationship and to create, because I am my true self when I'm creating.
We all are, and that's a true statement. And whether you realize it or not, you are creating whether you know it or not. So you might as well create consciously.
Exactly.
Okay. So that means all of you has to get integrated about a divine right relationship. What's up with your dad? Because they're saying you don't want to be like your dad. What's up with that?
Well, I don't really have a connection with my dad. Like, my dad's a very intelligent person, but he has no emotions. And, like, I don't want to end up like any of my parents. I mean, they both.
Okay. So stop there. Stop there, Gabby, because that's not going to get you the relationship you want. That you were born into those parents and you chose that. So you could be very clear at this moment what you do want. So you want someone who is emotionally available. You want an emotionally open and loving experience in your relationships. You want emotional communication. Focus on that, not on what you don't want. And what was the other thing that you said you wanted?
My restaurant, and I've been manifesting, and I'm seeing, like, the branch is growing day by day, and I'm so proud of myself, and every day I affirm to God, like, what I would like and what I can do for him.
Okay, they would like you very much to tweak that a little bit and make it with them. Not for them, with them.
Okay.
because for them creates a separation. With them is one energy working together. Do you understand? God helps him who helps himself.
That is true.
Okay. I'm trying to lovingly point out to all of you where we keep falling out. Even though we've got the principles, we are not working with them correctly because of this the separation of belief systems that we got when we were little and that are ancestral and genetic and any of that stuff. It just doesn't apply anymore, guys. If you want your life to become easy and effortless, you have got to accept that it can be, that it should be that way. Easy. I receive all the desires of my heart, and I'm worthy to receive them because I create them. I create them with all the powers of creation. We're one. We're working together. Is there anything else? No. You got it?
Yes.
Okay, Gabby,
thank
then
you.
Apply
thank
it.
You.
Spend the week applying it. Okay, darling?
Thank you so much, dear.
You
always.
Bet. You bet. Walk the talk. Kathy in Seattle, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
Well, basically, I called just to say hello and wish you Happy Mother's Day, but the information that comes through is totally, yeah. It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Sure. It's like, I should have had a V8. You know?
Yeah.
We're at the
right,
V8
yeah.
moment, guys. We're at the V8 moment in life. Where we just have to let all these dimensions and timelines. I bet if you're like me, you've been experiencing deja vus more than usual. Like, oh my God. I've been here before. Those are timelines and dimensions that are coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
we exist on so many parallel universes and otherwise intersecting universes. I mean, we're all over the place. We want to integrate,
yeah.
right? And that's really another definition of one energy. Boy,
yeah,
my pencil just went to the big yes.
Said, yeah, I got chills all over when you said that. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
So definitely that definitely hit a chord there.
So let's start working with all of us toward exactly what we want. All of us, all of ourselves, incorporated and integrated, along with all God, Christ, Holy Spirit, higher energy being energies, all, right? One fiery, beautiful, amazing, loving force of creation. It's pretty awesome.
And
if you take time, you know, and feel into your heart and ask them to come in, I am integrated now with all energy that is directed powerfully through divine love. All energy of divine love. That's what we want. Love creates everything, cures everything, heals everything. Right? So that's what we want. All of us and all of the one energy of divine love integrated together. Thank you, darling.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dee. Love you.
Much love to you and happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
Okay, Lynn, you're up. What's up?
Hi, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, darling.
Oh my gosh. So yes, on all the deja vus and everything. And I have this sense, and I've had this sense, so this all makes sense, that I'm finally putting myself first in a really good way and
yep.
then able to love and be around more love through that. And it's funny.
Okay, and they want to add to that, Lynn. They want to add to that. Make sure you know that you don't have to pay for that in any way. You don't have to love yourself and then pay for that with depression or anything else. So I'm going to love myself and I'm going to feel great about it, period. That's your mantra. Yeah.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And there's a little bitty voice that I knew I needed to talk to you today. And so maybe this is what it is. The little voice that says, well, like I don't have next month's rent, but I know I'm going to have it. And so there's this little voice that says, well, but you don't have it, but I know I'm going to have it.
Okay, so
and I did that boxing thing with you. I imagine myself in front of me fighting myself. And so I'm ready, willing, and able to have the abundance of it and plenty of it so that I'm not in that space anymore. That little voice, there is no reality to that anymore.
That's true.
Does that make sense?
And absolutely. And you still need to work with your little girl around, is it a core belief? Hold on. I'm scared to death. So your little girl is scared to death to give up the victimness because she thinks the victimness is what keeps her safe. Everybody hear that? Did everybody hear that? Right? If I worry, if I doubt, if I micromanage, if I don't trust, that's going to keep me safe. And that's how you're self-sabotaging all of us. That's how we're self-sabotaging ourselves. Those are thoughts that turn into cells that turn into creation. So work with your little girl lovingly, Lynn.
Okay.
And let her know, you know, we're not going to create like that anymore, sweetheart. We're going to create knowing that all this stuff feels great. And we don't have to constantly be on alert of doubt and mistrust of the world.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, good. That's it. You see, guys, you got to look away from reality. The reality that you keep looking at to defend your place that you're at is the reality that you've created from the wrong thought processes.
Mm.
So it's the wrong reality, not the reality you want, but can't keep the reality you want by keeping focusing on the reality. Did that make sense, I hope?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn.
Thank you.
Love you, baby. Bye-bye. And we're going to Monique in California. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Fabulous. Thank you.
Nice. Okay. I had a question for you. I spoke to you a little while ago, and my partner and my husband and his business partner were sort of on the fritz, and you were really reassuring and said that, you know, things are getting worked out with them, and they did. So right now they're basically on the way out from their business relationship.
Good.
So that's good. Yeah, yeah, I think it's good. So, but we're at that place.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do you see what you just did?
I did the but. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I canceled.
You did the doubt.
No.
You did the doubt, and that's the sense memory. Oh, my God, could this really turn out well? Could this really just work out? Could this just be easy?
Yeah.
Just be happy? You know, we're taught to go to the doubt. And look, on my e-blast last week, on the left-hand side, you guys should all go back, pull it up, and print it, and put it up. It's about confidence and doubt.
I saw that. Yep.
See, we don't doubt the positive. I mean,
we don't doubt the negative.
We only
doubt the
positive.
That's right.
Okay. So there's one thing they want to give you about this whole situation. Well, the first word that they gave me is believe. Believe it's all going to work out. As you believe, so it's delivered to you. Now, be clear about how you want it to work out. You want it to work out in harmony. You want everybody to win. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And these, and there's another word. What's the other word?
Ease and grace? And
yes, grace. Grace is the highest word. And included in grace is joy. And that means for the other guy and for you guys and for the business as a whole.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. Now, what else?
We are both at a place where we can move forward with our lives. And I just wanted any advice on how to do that in a more conscious way, because I definitely could relate to all of the people that called in.
Okay, well, but I think you know that. You have the answers, guys, but you keep asking the question. You have the answers. This is what I want. I feel good about what I want. All my thoughts, all my perceptions, all my feelings about what I want feel good. I know I'm worthy. I ask all the energy to come in friendship and partnership and create this for me. And it's done. I just allow myself to receive it. You guys know this. Why do you keep asking? I've written it. I've posted it. We talk about it. But that's the place of self-sabotage. Huh?
Because I feel sometimes I'm not clear on what I want. So that's why I'm here.
Okay, you're not clear about it because you're not doing it. If you would just do it, you'd get clear about it.
Really?
That's
okay.
Exactly what they're saying. This is what I want. I feel good about what I want, which means my heart's open. And I go to my love place. And I feel great about it, letting all the money and the great feeling body and the easy and joyful completion of this separation of business. I feel good about all this. All my thoughts, if you ever hear me saying, but, or gee, I don't know, or I feel my energy drop, I catch myself consciously because I know that's not going to create what I want, and I want to create what I want, and I know I'm worth getting what I want, and now I'm going to ask God and all energy of the higher energy beings, Christ energy, Holy Spirit, every piece of energy, integrate with me now in the creation of all of this beautiful, powerful, divine love. That's it, Monique. That's how you create everything. But we default and go chasing the squirrel out of sense memory of fight or flight.
Got it.
You see, I could have lived in hell the last 3 weeks about this money.
Mm-hmm.
I could have made my own hell with doubt and fear and anger about how this was being handled.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody else would have been creating that hell but me, even though it looks like it was created by the person that took the money. Wherever I've lived the last 3 weeks has been created by me. And I know that my integration of joy and love and peacefulness is going to create more of that in my life than defaulting to chasing the squirrel. Do you understand?
I do.
All right. So, baby, do it. I'm telling all of you, asking you, pleading with you, urging you, walk the talk. Be conscious in your life. When you go into doubt or fear or anger or judgment, bring yourself back because you are separating yourself instead of allowing integration to happen. All right, beautiful?
Thank you.
All right, you bet. Boy, we got a lot of clarity here today, a lot of clarity. just know that if I didn't get you on, you got your question answered, and I'm checking with the channel, and they're saying absolutely everybody got this. So for all energy and clarity that came in today, we're coming together and we're claiming this for all energy in all dimensions, that we claim and direct, that we allow the peaceful integration of all timelines and dimensions into the harmonious co-creation of power through divine love for all energy on this planet. And so it is. Guys, you want to be on this webinar Wednesday night. If you're called to it, sign up now. Until we meet again, love yourselves and scrumptiously love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.